And now let's get the latest from Washington on the hospitalization of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the forced resignation of Attorney General Jeff Sessions, and possible recounts in Florida and Georgia. NPR lead politics editor Domenico Montanaro is here. Hi, Domenico.
Hey there.
So Justice Ginsburg, 85, she fell last night at the court. We heard broke some ribs. What are you hearing?
Yeah, the Supreme Court confirmed this morning that she was working in her office at the Supreme Court. She fell and she broke three ribs and that she was hospitalized at a hospital here in Washington, D.C. We don't know much more than that. But remember, Justice Ginsburg is the oldest member of the court, but has had other health issues in the past. She actually broke ribs in 2012, and that wasn't disclosed until later. And she's survived multiple bouts of cancer. And she's somebody who, though, let's remember, also is famously known for her workout routine
her
and keeping herself fit.
And her personal trainers, yeah. So we'll keep an eye on that and send good wishes. We're learning more about former prosecutor Matt Whitaker, the acting attorney general, now leading the FBI special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation after Jeff Sessions' forced resignation yesterday. On CNN last year, before Whitaker joined the Justice Department, he floated this idea of underfunding the Russia investigation as a way to stop it.
So I could see a scenario where Jeff Sessions is replaced with a recess appointment, and that attorney general doesn't fire Bob Mueller, but he just reduces his budget so low that his investigation grinds to almost a halt.
To dwindle.
Of course, Democrats are thinking that might be the plan now. And Whitaker also once chaired a political campaign for former Trump advisor Sam Clovis, who's testified in the Russia investigation. Democrats are calling for him to recuse himself. What's happening here?
Yeah, well, Democrats noticed that, obviously, that a couple of op-eds that Whitaker had written. Whitaker had said that he thinks that Mueller was going too far, quote, looking at the president's personal finances. He thinks that that would be too far. He wrote that in a CNN op-ed last August in 2017, not 2018. He also defended the firing of Jim Comey. He said that there was a legitimate reason to potentially look at indicting Hillary Clinton for her email scandal. So Democrats feel like since he's publicly made these kinds of statements that he should recuse himself. There's no legal responsibility for him to do so. I've seen others say that if they were a judge and ruling on issues like this, then maybe they would. But he's not legally required to. And I do not think that he will, given that this president was so upset with Jeff Sessions for having recused himself for his contacts and ties to the Russian ambassador who he'd met with. So that's why Democrats are feeling the way they are about Whitaker. You know, it's not a far loop to think that Democrats that Whitaker will take a lighter hand when it comes to this Russia investigation than allowing it to go full bore.
Okay. So we'll keep an eye on that. There was a moment in Georgia we want to note. The governor there, Nathan Deal, introduced the Secretary of State Brian Kemp at a podium, and we'll explain why. Well, this is just before Kemp said he would step aside as Secretary of State. That was the big news of the day. Of course, that race for governor in turmoil, but it hasn't been decided yet. And here's what Governor Deal said as he introduced Brian Kemp.
And it is my honor at this time to introduce to you the soon-to-be new governor of the state of Georgia, Brian Kemp.
Well, but the Democrat, Stacey Abrams, hasn't conceded. What's going on there?
Well, Deal's a Republican, and he endorsed, Kemp, and it's not that surprising to sort of, in a tongue-in-cheek way, say, here's the soon-to-be governor since he's ahead. And you noted Stacey Abrams has not conceded and that there are thousands of absentee and provisional ballots that are yet to be counted. You know, Kemp did say that he would step aside from any kind of further counts or recount if it came to that.
Yeah. Well, the Florida Republican Ron DeSantis has been declared the winner in that state's governor's race. But there's the Democrat Andrew Gillum. Is that edging towards a recount?
Yeah, the Gillum DeSantis race would go to a recount if they were separated by 0.5 percentage points. It's currently 0.7, so it's kind of getting to that point. The Senate race is actually within that margin for recount already, so we'll see what happens there.
Okay, you have two other high profile races undecided: the Florida Senate race, as you mentioned, Republican Rick Scott, and the Democrat Bill Nelson. The Arizona Senate race between the Republican Martha McSally and the Democrat Kyrsten Sinema also undecided. Do you think, just briefly, Republicans have the advantage advantage in both?
Well, they're leading, so they do have the advantage. McSally has a lead of about 15,000 votes over Sinema, but there are some 600,000 mail-in ballots that have not been counted yet, and that could take about a week or more to complete.
Okay, you only have 20 seconds left. You've been talking about this for 2 days straight. Anything else you want to add? You probably want to take a breather.
You know, I just would remind people that Democrats taking over the House is a huge, huge deal. And while liberals may have not gotten everything they wanted, taking over the House is a big
deal,
thing.
Big deal, as we're going to see. Domenico Montanaro, thank you.
You're welcome.